I've often said that Speaker Boehner has a hard job. That was obvious last week when the House Republican Congress revolted to defeat the Speaker's farm bill. Even though the Speaker took the unusual step of announcing his support for the measure ahead of the vote, this bill went down in flames. It was the first time the House of Representatives had defeated a farm bill since the program was created in the 1930s. I admit I was sorry to hear the House Republican leadership blame the bill's defeat on Democrats, but I wasn't surprised. They had to blame someone and couldn't blame themselves, even though they should. It was no surprise House Democrats opposed this mean-spirited bill. The legislation to cut $20 billion from the safety net that keeps millions of Americans, including millions of children, from going hungry every year. That's what it was about. The farm bill eliminated 8 million meals, 8 million, not 8, I'm sorry, 8 billion, not million, Madam President, for hungry American families and children. That's what the House bill did. So it's no surprise Democrats didn't vote for a bill that whacked America's most vulnerable citizens. We've seen this film before. The Speaker should have known he couldn't pass legislation that amounts to a partisan love note to the Tea Party. He'll be forced to take up a more bipartisan measure, and he should do it now. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. The Senate has done the work that's already necessary to be done. We passed a good bipartisan bill here. The Speaker should dispense with the drama and the delay and take up the Senate farm bill now. The bill passed on an overwhelming bipartisan vote in this chamber. In fact, it did it twice. We passed it last year, Madam President, and the Speaker refused to bring up a bill in the House. Passing the Senate farm bill would create jobs while reducing the deficit by some $23 billion and would make important reforms for both farm and food stamp programs without balancing the budget on the backs of hungry Americans. I've spoken over the weekend to Secretary Vilsack, Secretary of Agriculture, and we agreed that maintaining the status quo is not an option. Doing nothing means no reform, no deficit reduction, and no certainty for America's 16 million farm industry workers. Madam President, I want everyone within the sound of my voice, as well as my colleagues on the other side of the Capitol, to know that the Senate will not pass another temporary farm bill extension. It's time for real reform that protects both rural farm communities and urban families who need help feeding their children. If the Speaker took up the Senate's bipartisan measure, it would easily pass the House with both Republican and Democratic votes. There's no shame in passing a bill that moderates from both parties' support. We've seen time and time again that the Tea Party's my way or the highway approach to legislating doesn't work. The only way to pass a bill in either the House or the Senate is to do so with votes from both Democrats and Republicans. The Senate farm bill passed with 66 votes in this chamber. It was the perfect example of a bipartisan bill. The Speaker should now allow a vote on this measure in the House now, today.